second 2008 meeting of the Marine Resources Commission. Next item on the agenda is public comments. This is an opportunity for those individuals to speak on any matter that's not addressed by the agenda. So with that, does anyone have any public comments? Yes, sir. Come forward. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. My name's Andrew Sturgis, and I'm here because my uncle sent in some paperwork that his black drum permit be transmitted to me. And I'd like to get that approved. He just recently died, and I'd like for y'all
to... Sorry to hear about that. Thank you. Okay, Mr. Griss, do you have an update on this, sir?
Yes, sir. Pertaining to Regulation 320, it's described in Section 70C. The Commission may grant exceptions to limited entry criteria based on various ideas, including hardship. The Commission established an eligibility requirement for black drum fishery back in 94. This is mostly to prevent the overcapitalization and improve the economic benefits of full-time participants. Mr. Sturgis here does wish to receive a transfer from Mr. Archie Bradford, his uncle, who unfortunately did pass away this past February. They did get the paperwork in before the March 1st deadline as required, and the executor of Mr. Bradford's estate has also approved such a move for the license. This is basically a one-in, one-out, and staff recommends it be approved.
Okay. Any questions of the commission? Motion made by Mr. Holland to grant the transfer, seconded by Mr. Fox. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you. I'm sorry for the loss. Your transfer will be made. Anyone else with public comments? Yes, sir. Mr. Jenkins? Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Mr. Commissioner, members of the board. Thank you for this opportunity. Doug Jenkins with the Twin River Watermen Association. I just have a quick thing I'd like to bring up to you, and it's going to require a request, but I want to put a little background or foundation here before I make that request so each board member will understand where I'm coming from. Since our last meeting, a number of things has happened regarding the blue catfish. Ron Lippis has met with me and several others, as well as Jack Travelstead. And Ron had met with the Game and Inland Fishers, and they found out that this blue catfish is not something to take lightly. Mm-hmm. And I think I instigated bringing this to some of that attention. So we requested a grant through the grant program at VIMS, and they processed it very rapidly, and we got one. Waterman is finishing his pots up now for the start of harvesting them. But we need more Waterman fishing for them, and we have Joe Caldwell with the Marine Products Board to promote the marketing of them. I think I'm correct in saying that one of the mandates in your charge to the citizens of the Commonwealth is to protect the resource. I think that's why we have VMRC, Virginia Marine Resources Commission. And so what I'm requesting is that you give us all the support you can regarding funds or anyone that we can obtain funds from to have a gear available to the watermen and hopefully a future processing plant somewhere in either Northern Neck or some of these localities. It's a very good wholesome fish. It's good eatable fish, and it's a lot of things can come up from this. And I think it would be favorable to the Commonwealth and to VMRC and to the crab and other fish as well, particularly the shad and the herring, to rid the waters of these. Having said this, your duty is protecting resource, and you have to look at the whole picture any resource. There's rockfish is one predator, and blue catfish another. And you all do have duty and authority to regulate rockfish. And we want a letter of support from this commission to the Game and Inland Fisheries to, since they were the, as far as we're concerned, the contributors to this blue catfish. They are a state agency that has a lot of funding, because I know I'm a hunter, and they go up on my hunting fees and freshwater fishing license, seems like real often, and I do know they have funds on hand. Probably in that budget they've already allocated for something. Knowing what state will do with budgets, sometimes you can, sometimes they have a little fat, and sometimes you can switch things around. So what I'm asking for is a request, with, and I'm going to ask VIMS of the same thing, that us all get on board with this and see if we can't get water and catch them in a processing place here in Virginia, rather than send them to Carolina or some other place. And it will just be a form and a letter, but I know state agencies hate to, you know, get in the way of some other state agencies, but this is a joint thing, I think, that needs to be addressed. We had Bob Greenlee from the Game and Inland Fisheries come at one of the watermen's meetings, and he told us it was a bad actor, and I think it was in an article in last week's paper that the blue catfish will eat muskrats, birds, anything that it comes in its path. Now, some of the ones that Game and Inland Fisheries don't want to admit that it's eating crabs. But the majority, and Ron will back me up on this, majority of you small crabs hit, when they spawn in the bay, when they go up the rivers and the tributaries and the creeks, they live, breed, and shed in cylinders around 7-8 parts. And the catfish lives in 15 parts. So I don't want anybody from Game and Inland Fisheries telling me that the catfish is not eating crabs when I see it every day with my eyes. So, you know, I'm not downing them anyway. I just want, I need some pressure on them.
Well, your request is very timely. Mr. Holland had shared some concerns with me over the last couple of days. And since that period of time, because he, of course, as we all are, concerned with the grand scheme of what's going right, wrong, and indifferent with the crab as far as predation is concerned. As a result of that, we have started to have talks with Virginia Institute of Marine Science, Department of Game and Inland Fisheries, Marine Resources Commission, and we're at the present time picking days for a meeting to get together and study this with those scientists or whatever in concert with attempting to take whatever measures that may be appropriate to address this species. So, Ron, did you want to, anything you can add to that, or other than the logistical aspect of what we're doing?
No, I will just say that we're pursuing it actively right now. I've already been analyzing a lot of the data, backs up what your concerns were, and we're going to be instituting a program right now, number one, to assess its impact, but then also to try to help the watermen gear up to try to catch them. We're also checking, we're concerned also about contaminant levels, so we want to make sure that the fish are healthy as well.
Well, I really appreciate that, and I didn't know y'all had taken those steps, but the time is of essence, and if we can eat the darn thing, grind him up for some kind of a bait, we won't get rid of it.
Perfect. You know,
we're tired of having all the blame put on us for the decline of things when it's other things out there that's more of a predator than we are, if you classify us as a predator.
We'll be looking at it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Jenkins. Anyone else? Public comment? Yes, sir.
My name is Greg Finney. I'm Easter Shore Crabber.
Greg, how are you?
I just had some thoughts. Thanks for hearing me. If these restrictions implemented back in 1998, the ones that are current, they've been, you know, you guys have pretty well admitted that we haven't had seen any results or anything out of these. We correctly predicted that, you
Greg,
know.
We're going to have a full public hearing. Not to cut you short, but we're going to have a full public hearing.
Oh, I thought this would. This
no, no. What we'll do is we're going to have a full public hearing on the crab measures in a little while. Might be best that you hear everything that's got to be said before you.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Absolutely not a problem, and we'll be glad to hear from you. Thank you, Greg. Anyone else on matters not on the agenda? Thank you very much. The next item on the agenda, public hearing, consideration of proposed regulations for 2008 crabbing season. Mr. Travelstead.